Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 25, The Great Molasses Flood. The Great Molasses Flood, a bizarre yet devastating disaster, occurred on January 15, 1919, in the north end of Boston, Massachusetts. Known for its peculiarity and destruction, the event unfolded when a massive storage tank filled with over 2 million gallons of molasses ruptured, releasing a torrent of sticky syrup into the streets. The flood caused widespread devastation, resulting in the loss of lives, injuries, and immense property damage. The disaster is remembered as one of the strangest and most tragic events in American history, raising questions about industrial safety and corporate negligence. The tank belonged to the United States Industrial Alcohol Company, which used it to store molasses shipped from the Caribbean. Molasses was a valuable commodity at the time, used in the production of industrial alcohol, which was a key ingredient in munitions manufacturing during World War I. The 50-foot-tall tank was situated near Boston's waterfront, in a densely populated area filled with immigrants and working-class families. Its towering structure loomed over the neighborhood, a symbol of industry and progress, but also a source of unease for those who lived nearby. Residents had long expressed concerns about the tank's safety. It was known to leak, with locals reporting the sight of molasses oozing from its seams. Some even joked that the tank was a source of free syrup for children who would scoop up the leaking molasses. Despite these warnings, the company dismissed complaints and took little action to address the issues. It later emerged that the tank had been hastily constructed in 1915, with inadequate safety inspections and subpar materials. The urgency to store molasses for wartime production had taken precedence over ensuring the tank's structural integrity. On the day of the disaster, temperatures in Boston had risen above freezing after a period of cold weather. The slight warming may have increased pressure inside the tank, already strained by its contents. At approximately 12:30 p.m., the tank ruptured with a thunderous roar, releasing a wave of molasses that surged through the neighborhood at an estimated 35 miles per hour. The sheer force of the flood destroyed buildings, overturned vehicles, and swept people off their feet. Witnesses described the sound of the collapse as resembling machine gun fire, followed by the deafening rush of the syrupy wave. The molasses flood was as deadly as it was surreal. The wave, reaching up to 25 feet in height, engulfed everything in its path. Wooden structures were flattened, steel girders were bent, and debris was carried along with the sticky tide. 21 people lost their lives, and more than 150 others were injured. Many victims were trapped in the viscous molasses, unable to escape its clutches. Rescuers struggled to navigate the sticky chaos, with emergency personnel, volunteers, and even the Army and Navy called in to assist. Horses caught in the flood had to be euthanized, as there was no way to free them from the thick molasses. The aftermath of the disaster was a scene of utter devastation. Streets were coated in a layer of molasses several inches thick, making movement difficult and cleanup an immense challenge. The sticky residue adhered to everything it touched, from buildings to clothing, and even seeped into the harbor. Workers used salt water from fire hoses to wash away the molasses, but the cleanup effort took weeks, leaving a lingering smell of molasses in the air for months. The affected area was forever changed, with buildings destroyed and families displaced. The Great Molasses Flood also became a turning point in holding corporations accountable for public safety. the United States Industrial Alcohol Company faced lawsuits from survivors and the families of victims. The legal proceedings, which lasted for years, revealed significant negligence on the part of the company. It emerged that the tank had been poorly constructed, with rivets that were too weak to hold its contents, and a lack of proper engineering oversight. The company's attempts to blame the disaster on sabotage, allegedly by anarchists, were discredited during the investigation. In 1925, the company was found liable for the disaster and ordered to pay damages amounting to $628,000, equivalent to millions in today's currency. This outcome marked a significant victory for the victims and highlighted the importance of corporate responsibility and engineering standards. The flood also led to changes in building regulations, with stricter requirements for inspections and structural integrity aimed at preventing similar tragedies in the future. The Great Molasses Flood remains an enduring story in Boston's history, remembered for its unique combination of tragedy and absurdity. It serves as a reminder of the consequences of prioritizing profit over safety and the dangers of neglecting community concerns. For those who lived through it, the disaster was a harrowing experience, one that left scars both physical and emotional. Yet, it also highlighted the resilience of the community and the importance of collective action in seeking justice. The disaster has since become a subject of fascination, inspiring books, articles, and even local folklore. Its surreal nature, a flood of molasses wreaking havoc, makes it stand out among the countless industrial accidents of the early 20th century. It is a story that continues to be told, not only for its uniqueness, but also for the lessons it offers about accountability, safety, and the human cost of negligence. Today, the site of the disaster is unrecognizable, transformed by time and urban development. However, the memory of the Great Molasses Flood lingers, a testament to an event that is as bizarre as it is tragic. The sticky tide that engulfed a neighborhood in Boston remains a powerful symbol of how even the most improbable disasters can leave a profound and lasting impact. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.